This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, you've got the markets setting back a little bit to start the week here. A little continuation from Friday. You had the corn and beans dropping off. We've noticed over the last week or so that the volume has started to decline a little bit as we went into to option expiration for the March contracts. You are seeing the beans start to pop up a little bit now that the day trade is going and corn is coming back towards neutral. But overall, I think with the U.S. Ag, the USDA Ag Forum that's coming up at the end of this week, there's going to be a lot more eyes on what's happening in the new crop side of things rather than what's happening on the old crop. But at least in the short term, we're going to start to really focus in on how many acres we're looking to plant for both corn and beans, and what that might mean for the balance sheets. Of course, we'll never get a balance sheet update from the USDA on the new crop side of things until May. So we've got a lot of time to speculate.
Greg, has Allendale done any projections on what we might see in terms of corn acres and potentially farmers switching over to corn acres?
Yeah, roughly about a 3 to 3.5 million acre swing. So 93 to 94 million acres of corn. Drop the beans by 3.5 million acres there. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if you don't see the bean acres only drop by 1.5 million, but that might be a conversation for the June report rather than the end of March report.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn down 2.5 at 488¾. March soybeans up 2¾ at 1042¼. March soybean meal up $1.10 at $295.90. March soybean oil down 27 cents at $46.54. March oats down 9.5 at $349¾. On the Merck, April live cattle up 35 cents at $194.30. March feeder cattle up 70 cents at $268.65. April lean hogs up 35 cents at $88.02. April pork cutout unchanged at $96.10. Class 3 milk is up 4 cents at $19.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.